Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 533. Visible translated text is as follows, 23. As he read it, he kindergrinned. He told me he believed Mr. Frank was just as innocent as the angels from heaven. I know his general character. He was never known to tell the truth. I would not believe him on oath. Cross-examination. I saw the dark red spots by the water cooler in the metal room where they had chipped up something. Something white was dropped all over it. The spots did not look like they had been smeared over. Looked like a plain drop of blood. I think it was paint because there was paint used there all the time. They asked me soon after the murder about the general character of Frank. They asked me if I knew anything against his character, and I told them no. They generally spoke well of him. They always spoke good of him. I have always heard him spoken of in the highest terms. I have never heard him accused of any act of immorality or familiarity with the girls in the factory. Jim Conley got two papers from me on Tuesday and Wednesday. I bought them. Jim always seemed to be kind of pervu or half drunk or something. He did not arouse my suspicions until after he began to read the papers and grin about them and comment on them. I didn't see Mr. Frank speak to Conley on Tuesday. Conley was not there. I am sure of that. Mr. Frank came up there twice. He came up about 10 or 11 o'clock to see if everything was in good working order. He spoke to Miss Carson and Mr. Darley and to a little boy, and then went on downstairs. He came back in about 15 or 20 minutes to see if everything was going on all right. He spoke to Miss Carson again about the work. He always came upstairs to see if everything was going on all right. Minnie Beard, Ainsie, sworn for the defendant. I am Mr. Schiff's servant. On April 26th, I was working for Mr. Schiff on the telephone. I answered the telephone. It was